You say for years you felt stuck in the same job, the same argument, the same losing team, and you can't seem to budge. Seems that more and more people are paying for help in making changes. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg concludes her set of Tuesday conversations on coaching with somebody called a life coach.
Life coaches are big in Los Angeles. They're always ahead of the curve in L.A. But right here in metropolitan Washington, Phyllis Levinson has been in training as a life coach for a year, and she's already seeing clients. They meet initially for 2 hours to map out the issues, the goal. After that, for an hour every other week, plus phone calls in between. Phyllis Levinson and her clients spend 6 to 9 months working to achieve the life goal. There's a contract. The cost varies, $75 to several hundred dollars an hour. Some psychologists are adding life coaching to their practices, but Phyllis Levinson says there's a big difference between life coaching and traditional psychotherapy.
There's less of a stigma to going to a coach than going to a therapist. Whether or not that should be the case, it is. And so going to a coach can almost be a cool thing to do, as opposed to a stigma of needing therapy. But the big difference between coaches and therapy is that therapy digs down into the person's past, and that you need to work through the past to bring you to the present and therefore your future. What coaching is it takes the client in the here and now, it takes the client today and assesses where they are today and helps them figure out where they want to go and how they get there.
Yeah, but very often, whatever's getting you in the way of tomorrow has to do with yesterday. Whoa, I'm getting very, very theoretical here.
A good coach would know when to refer a client to a therapist.
So if you feel you're dealing with some of the deep-seated issues.
Yes, and I have actually confronted that. If a client is carrying around a lot of baggage, then coaching can take them just so far.
Give me a very specific example. Let's say I come to you. Let's hear how you coach my life. I come to you and I want to quit fighting with a family member. We seem to be getting in perpetual arguments, disputes, disagreements. What do you say to me? By the way, this is all theoretical. We never fight in my family.
Nor in mine.
Right.
Oftentimes in relationship problems, particularly family relationships, people get into a dance with each other. They get locked into this dance. And typically, what I do with my clients is when one person either stops dancing or starts dancing differently, the other person responds. So when one person perhaps disengages, stops locking horns, tries to communicate in a different way, observes themselves and why it is pushing their buttons, when all of that comes together, then the other person can't help but dance a different dance, or perhaps not dance that dance at all.
So let's move away from fighting and talk about career changes or those sorts of shifts. I've seen language applied to life coaching that makes me feel a little itchy. Stuff like realize your dream. It's a little psychobabbly, isn't it?
It is psychobabbly because it's so vague. Now, somebody may come to me and they've always dreamed about teaching, or they've always dreamed about being a midwife. That is their dream, and we are entitled to our dreams. But we would need to get at, what have you done? Where are you going? What does that provide for you? Is it just the intellectual challenge, or is there some other reason that you want to pursue that dream?
So you're making it very concrete.
Very concrete.
And you're also pushing to see how realistic it is.
It has to fit into the client's life.
Yeah. In the old days, you know, you did your job every day, slogged through the day, had your family, did everything that you could to raise them. And okay, if you weren't totally fulfilled, realizing all dreams all the time, that was life. That's simply how it was.
Right.
Is there anything a little self-indulgent in all of this?
It's no more self-indulgent than somebody who goes to a therapist or a counselor of any kind to want to improve or change, or they feel stuck. It's not self-indulgent to want to change or to better your life.
Life coach Phyllis Levinson, she expects to be certified by the International Coaching Federation next month. Meantime, after years in real estate development and before that jobs at various Washington think tanks, Phyllis Levinson feels she has found her real life's work. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.